The look of concern on her face managed to both age her and compliment her at the same time. It reminded me of her depth and her value.
"Jack, he doesn't know what he's doing," she blurted.
"Pretty bright chap, you know," I countered easily. "He's an expert at this sort of thing."
"Nonsense," she replied firmly. "No one's an expert at this. This is theory, Jack, and new theory at that. It's never even been thought about seriously before, much less attempted."
"You've tried to get him to stop, have you?" She glanced at me briefly, then away. She nodded. "And he wouldn't budge, would he?" She met my eyes. I smiled. "Only on this," I added. She smiled reluctantly in return.
"How did you know that?"
I shrugged. "Well, I knew you ran the rest of it." She made a face, looking embarrassed, and, of course, damned proud. I sighed and leaned back against the pillows. I fished a cigarette out and took my time about lighting it. She watched and waited. Finally, "I'll try it if you want, Laya. I'll talk to him."
"Would you?"
she asked, just as if she were really surprised at the offer. "Of course I will. Only, I wouldn't count on much."
"But he thinks a lot of your opinion, Jack,"
she assured me. I blew a smoke ring. "Funny. If I were as smart as him, I'd never give me a thought." She smiled broadly, placating.
"Well, Holly is that smart, and he listens to you. You know he does."
I nodded. "I do, but I don't know why. He doesn't know anything about me."
"Of course he does."
I shook my head. "Jack Crow's stories don't count. We're talking about me." She tilted her head to one side, as though she couldn't believe her ears, but her voice remained amused.
"Well now, what happened to the smooth talker? Is this a confession or what?"
I laughed. "Well, I've been sick," I replied pitifully, and we both laughed. "Okay," I said at last. "I'll go see him before we eat. He's been working at it all this time?" She nodded.
"Ever since the night you got sick, he's worked on nothing else. He doesn't even go over the departmental reports."
"You know, Laya," I offered, "that's really a good sign. Probably means he's discovered something."
"Or thinks he has,"
she retorted bitterly. I laughed. "Where's your composure all of a sudden?" She was not amused.
"Where is his, Jack? What's the hurry?"
I shrugged. "He's on the scent." She shook her head, stared at the grass.
Too fast."
"Too fast for us, maybe, but..."
"Too fast for anyone, Jack. I don't care who it is."
I took her shoulders in my hands and turned her toward me. I looked into her eyes,